What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I want to respond to that last caller that we had just before the top of the hour here. I did, in fact, take a journalism class when I was in college. I was required to take courses outside my preferred field of study, which at that point in my collegiate career was astronomy. And I really did enjoy it. We were not taught to pander to a sixth or ninth grade because most of us were writing articles for the college newspaper. And so we were aiming at a college crowd. We were not under that constraint. But we did report on the topical things of that day. And we learned the basics of journalism. Multiple sources, confirmation, no speculation. And I remember one assignment I was given is there was a local minister who's ordaining young men in order to make them exempt from the Vietnam draft. And I was assigned to go and interview him, which I did. And during the course of the interview, he actually ordained me a minister, which... So I'm legally a minister in the state of California. And on the last day of class, I held communion with Manischewitz wine and oatmeal cookies. So that was my journalism in college experience, as it were. Getting on back to more serious issues, Donald Trump is getting ready to announce his new budget. He's going to increase the budget for the Pentagon, $54 billion. And I question that, first of all, because of all the money the Pentagon already has, in light of the trillions the Pentagon seems to have completely misplaced and has no idea where it went. And more to the point, the very costly but poorly performing weapon systems coming out of our current defense establishment. Now, the reality is when you are in a war, the first side that runs out of money is going to lose. And if you have hideously expensive weapons that are breaking down, are easy to destroy, and cost a huge amount of money to replace each one, simply on a basis of attrition, you're going to lose. You're going to run out of things. And I think Trump, before he starts handing the Pentagon any more money, should be saying, you need to tighten up your ship and get more bang for your buck. And you need to find where all that those trillions of dollars went to that nobody seems to know where it went. Now, Trump is apparently trimming the budget at the State Department and over at the EPA. I'm definitely on board with that last one here. But really, Trump, for somebody who's coming out of a business environment, his handling of the defense establishment surprises me. I would have thought he would have gone on in and say, look, you got to get these things cheaper. And he did initially. He got Boeing to back off on the price of the new Air Force One. He's gotten some of the suppliers for the F-35 to lower their prices, which shows you that they were inflated right from the beginning. But I don't think that's enough, especially if there really is a war on the horizon. We need to have very inexpensive, effective weapons instead of these bloated behemoths that are being fielded out there. The Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, they're now saying it may never actually be useful in real combat. F-22 still has a ceiling based on pilots not being able to breathe. The problems with the F-35 are legion. The Independence-class littoral combat ship, chronic hull corrosion. The Freedom-class littoral combat ship, drivetrain problems. The Zumwalt stealth destroyer, drivetrain problems, and on and on and on and on. In many ways, Donald Trump is facing the same problem with the defense establishment that Harry Truman did. And one of the reasons Harry Truman was so very popular with the American people is he went out to all these defense contractors and he said, you're not getting any more money until you start producing decent product at a good price. And that's what Trump ought to be doing with our Pentagon. Now, most of us looking back at UN Ambassador Samantha Power were relieved when she finally stepped down because of her gross incompetence and simple arrogance. Unfortunately, Nikki Haley is not much of an improvement. In fact, Nikki Haley almost makes Samantha Power look like a giant in world affairs and diplomacy. And apparently, over at the United Nations, the impression is that our latest ambassador to the United Nations is pretty much clueless. So, now then, we're going to take a phone call. Nick in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling in because, actually, a buddy of mine from Maui, grew up on Maui, he knows of your show, and you know, I hadn't seen him in a long time. And that's not why I called in, but I thought I'd mention that.
Okay.
I was watching the Oscars. In fact, I didn't want to watch them. I was afraid they would be too political. One of the messages that they were sending out, it made me kind of think that the left might be beginning to understand that all of the heavy-duty Trump bashing is backfiring on them. Because one of the messages that they sent out, you know, I don't know, some play actor was saying something along the lines of resistance without hate. Something, you know, I think they're trying to soften their stance. And I was wondering if you heard that and what you thought of that.
I did not watch the Academy Awards. I haven't watched them in a lot of years. I'll just read who the winners are the next morning. And at this point, I don't let the Academy Awards sway me in terms of what movies I'm going to see or not see. You know, it probably comes out of my disenfranchisement having been through that process myself. But yeah, unfortunately, the Academy Awards have been politicized. I think that sort of discredits them. And it's true with all of these awards programs. They've become just another soapbox for people to get on up and scream about particular agendas.
Yeah, well, I wasn't watching them by choice. You know, I was actually working at somebody's house, and they had it on, so I really didn't want to watch them. If that, you know, makes you feel like better.
Well, you know, that's what iPods are for. Just stick in the headphones and, you know, listen to favorite music. All right, well, Nick, we're going to let you go. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call and the update on the Oscars. And yeah, I got that from several of the sources that they are even more politicized than ever before. And it does undercut the idea that these awards are supposed to be based on merit. The best acting performances, the best picture, the best technical. And when it becomes this political, you start to wonder, you know, are these awards actually being given out to the best quality work, or are they being handed out like any other gold thing to make you pay attention to certain people and not pay attention to other people? Good example would be Robert De Niro. I don't think we're ever going to see him on that stage ever again following his work on the vaccine crisis. So we'll see. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Moving on here, there's more fighting in Donbass. Apparently, the coal blockade is actually coming from Ukrainian nationalists who are trying to bring down the Poroshenko government. Donbass was not behind this. Somebody wrote in to correct me on that. But it is completely utter chaos over there. And I have to admire the extreme patience of the Russian republics who still have not shut off that flow of natural gas to Ukraine, even though Ukraine is not paying their bill. I wish Americans could get that kind of forgiveness from the utilities companies, but that's another issue entirely. More and more people are expressing their concern over the large number of senior Russian officials that are dying unexpectedly under questionable circumstances. Now, Valerie Pykin's channel is out there saying that it is the CIA that is killing off all of these people. Arsen Pavlov with Motorola, commander in the Donbass region, the Russian ambassadors to Turkey and India, Mikhail Tulsk, commander in the Donbass, and now the permanent representative to the UN, Vitaly Churkin. And a lot of people are roping in that airplane crash that killed the choir from the Russian army, which may be a little bit too much. I think it's premature to say that it's Russia. Certainly, Russia's resistance to the New World Order means Russia's government is a target for the globalists and Soros. And again, the way that Ukraine threw a tantrum when the Security Council wanted to pass a resolution about Churkin's death almost makes it look like they're the guilty party. We don't really know. It's premature to say. But certainly the fact that Churkin's death came about at the same moment that we found out McCain had been soliciting him for donations for his 2008 campaign points the finger of guilt in yet another direction out there that we need to keep an eye on. But there's a lot of wet work going on, and we need to just be very sensitive to that. We're still waiting to get the toxicological tests on Churkin because the initial autopsy did not identify a readily available reason for this guy to have died. Now, apparently, Israeli special forces have entered Syrian territory supposedly to monitor extremist groups fighting Assad. Now, they don't have Syria's permission to be there, but they're going to stand there. They're going to monitor the extremist groups fighting Assad. Sure. Yeah, they are. And, of course, last Wednesday, Israel flew over the ISIS strongholds in Lebanon and dropped bombs on the Syrian army positions in Syria just before peace talks in Geneva were scheduled to begin. So they were trying to derail that. They don't want peace. They want more war. They want more chaos. Now, there's been another incident in which a Jewish cemetery has been vandalized. This one's up in Philadelphia. More than 100 headstones were knocked over. And following on Israel's prior pattern, that means Israel is about to do something really, really nasty and is preemptively playing the victim card as they always do. It's a repeating pattern. Every time Israel's getting ready to do something terrible to their neighbors, there'll be a spate of anti-Semitic attacks. Oh, feel sorry for us. Feel sorry for us. Oh, we're always the victim. How can you be a victim when you got 200 nuclear weapons? Colin Powell's confirmed it. Now the Pentagon is confirming it. This poor, helpless Israel surrounded by horrible enemies shtika is getting very, very tiring. Apparently over at Capital University, there's been another student who confessed to faking several hoax hate crimes. This is how people get attention, how they make political hay, how they get the media to talk about their agenda. Oh, I'm the victim of a hate crime. Now, getting on to the corporate media, Donald Trump is poking fun at the New York Times because the New York Times has put out an ad trying to save its reputation by saying, in these days, truth is more important than it ever was. Well, truth is always important, but the New York Times hasn't always had that opinion. They were certainly at the forefront of those telling us Saddam had nuclear weapons and we had to attack him. And we're seeing George W. Bush has now come on out saying that a free press, meaning the corporate media, is essential to the functioning of democracy. In other words, unless they can go back to a world where you believe and trust the corporate media, they can't control you anymore, and that's why they are in such a panic over the independent media. But it's way too late for the New York Times to be talking about truth after their long history. A Wall Street Journal NBC poll is finding the majority of the American people is finding the corporate media coverage is too critical and exaggerated. The majority of the American people have lost their trust and faith in the corporate media. Jesse Waters is out there slamming what he sees as the dying political populist prostitutes. And a lot of this is coming on down to that White House correspondents dinner where CNN and the New York Times took the attitude of, well, we may not show up because of how disreputable President Trump has been treating us. And Trump came back and said, you guys can have fun. I'm not showing up. And why should he? Why should Trump show up knowing that everybody in that room is going to be finding some way to take a pot shot at him? This is the White House. It's not a celebrity roast. CNN has been caught purchasing 16 million fake Twitter followers. There is a website out there that allows you to audit the followers on a Twitter account to see how many are real people and how many are being manufactured by these companies that for a fee will create fake Twitter followers for you. And almost half of CNN's followers are manufactured fakes. This goes on top of that story we had from a couple of weeks ago where clicks to the corporate media websites are being artificially inflated by Chinese botnets. And all of this, of course, is defrauding their investors because the ad rates are based on what their readership is. And if they're artificially doubling the readership, they're cheating their own advertisers. Now then, apparently there has been a judge that has upheld a $30 million lawsuit against CNN, denouncing CNN as reckless in terms of the accuracy of its reporting. And the lawsuit was filed by this West Palm Beach hospital that the CEO, who accused CNN of purposely skewing statistics to make the hospital look bad. And Judge Evans didn't mince words in her 18-page order, allowing the case to move forward. Basically saying, in our case, we contend CNN essentially made up its own standard in order to conduct an apples-to-oranges comparison to support its false assertion that St. Mary's mortality rate was three times higher than the national average. I always thought the mortality rate was one per customer. Now, this reminds me of a scandal that came out many years ago from ABC. It was called the Primetime Live Food Lion Scandal. And what it was is the Food Handlers Union, the union for supermarket workers, was trying to get into Food Lion. Food Lion was resisting. And so ABC decided to do an expose of the unsafe practices over at Food Lion. Two ABC producers posed as food workers in order to get jobs at a Food Lion store. And they were assisted by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which provided them with fake references to get those jobs. The producers secretly videotaped the Food Lion workplace with the aid of cameras hidden in their wigs. And using this footage, Primetime Live reported that Food Lion sold tainted meat. The bad publicity led Food Lion to shut down 84 stores over the next 2 years, throwing thousands of employees out of work. Outtakes from the hidden camera footage showed that the charges were completely manufactured. The ABC producers were taking meat and chickens and just dropping them on the floor and then putting them back on the shelf for the camera. The ABC producers were revising the sell-by dates. And this went to court, and ABC wound up having to pay one of the largest settlements for that time period, $5.5 million. This is what corporate media does. Now then, the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is post-truth, which sounds like two words, but it's hyphenated. And it's an adjective defined as relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. In other words, they're trying to make lying socially acceptable. It's not lying. It's a post-truth story where we're manipulating you, but there's a word for it, and that makes it legitimate now. No, it's still lying. It is still lying. That's what they do. That's why they make the huge amounts of money that they do. Now, let's get on to the economic news. More and more people are starting to call on Donald Trump to restore precious metals as the monetary base of our economy, to start pulling away from the Federal Reserve, or at least allow the creation of a parallel currency that doesn't accrue interest to the Federal Reserve the way John F. Kennedy did. But we know this private central banking system cannot last forever. It has a built-in self-destruct mechanism. No country with a private central bank has ever survived for very long until debt kills it. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're seeing an article over here in IntelliHub where gold continues to defy the Federal Reserve's attempts to control the price. And they're quoting an article coming out of Bloomberg News, where Bloomberg is admitting there is a hidden mandate from the Federal Reserve to control the price of gold. And we've been saying this all along, because if the price of gold were to start going up, people would close those negative interest rate savings accounts, they would empty their stock portfolios, and they would start buying physical gold. And right now, Wall Street and the banks, they need your money inside their system to keep playing their little games. And that's why everywhere that you see them pushing for the cashless society, paired with it is a restriction on the ownership of private investment metals by ordinary citizens to force you into dependence on the bank for every single financial transaction you do. And enforced dependency is slavery. That's what started the American Revolution. Now, over in Europe, the numbers are not looking good at all. They're talking about the target two imbalances hitting crisis levels. And they've exceeded the crisis level set back in 2012 when Greece was on the verge of leaving the Eurozone. And other countries are starting to notice things are not working out either. Apparently, the German bond market yield is falling. as predictions of Marine Le Pen's possible election victory in France grow. And they're saying this will be an economic as well as a political shock. Story out of Investment Watch blog, Italy's crisis will be worse than Greece. And yes, it will be. They did too much patching, too much rigging, too much fixing. And they built up a huge pile of debt that has to be paid for somewhere or written off. Written off. Now, apparently, the EU's attempt to bail out Portugal has failed. Portugal is still having a crippled economy. And again, what we're seeing here is the result of private central banking, of having a dishonest money system, a system based on debt and interest. It's not the system the United States started with. When you have the currency loaned into circulation at interest by a private central bank, by design, the interest, the debt, grows faster than the available money supply until so much of the gross domestic product is being absorbed, servicing that debt, there's nothing left over to run the nation with. That's what's happening all across Europe. Happened in Greece, happening in Portugal, happening in Italy, and the money junkies will not let go. Royal Bank of Scotland is warning of more job cuts and branch closures after plunging $7 billion, with a B, into debt. Where's all the debt coming from? It's that 11th marble. Private central banking, by design, produces debt in order to enslave people and nations to those private central bankers. It's that simple. We're seeing the effects right now. Over in Germany, some of their economic experts are talking about a free trade deal with Russia. Getting rid of all these sanctions and having a free trade deal with Russia and seeing is as highly profitable for both parties. Yeah, anytime you're doing trade without some governmental organization looking over your shoulder and taking a piece of the action for the benefit, you're going to do better. Now, we've been talking about Nestle and the raw deal the people of the state of California got with Nestle literally sucking out their aquifers and bottling it and selling it back to the people of California for $2 a bottle. And apparently, Nestle is tired of all the complaints, tired of the bad image, and concerned over actions by the state of California that may move to constrain some of their more egregious practices. Nestle is now going to move their headquarters to Virginia. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Wendy's has announced they're going to start replacing employees with 1,000 self-ordering kiosks this year. Now, I don't do a lot of fast food restaurants anymore, but when I do, I generally tend to go to Wendy's because the food does seem to be somewhat better than some of the other stores here. But I'm going to tell you right now, I absolutely will not deal with an automated sales system because it means somebody has lost their job. And right now, it is so important to bring jobs back to working and middle-class people to start recycling some of that accumulated wealth at the very top of the pyramid back down into decent wages and salaries for the American people so we can pour that wealth back into the system and keep it going. And unfortunately, all of these money junkies are so short-sighted, they don't see that. They don't see that their employees collectively are also collectively their customers. And they all want to offshore and they want to automate. And then they wonder why nobody is showing up to buy things at the restaurants and the stores anymore. And I absolutely, I will not go to the self-checkout at Sam's or Home Depot. And I'm not going to go to the self-ordering kiosk at Wendy's or anybody else. We're heading toward a world in which all of our factories and our stores are going to be staffed with robots standing around with absolutely nothing to do because the humans don't have the money to buy the products. Can you not see that's what is coming on this trend? More importantly, why doesn't our economic leadership, why doesn't Trump see that? Now, the other day we were talking about McDonald's declining fortunes, and I pointed out that a big strategic mistake that McDonald's did was they abandoned their original market niche of very inexpensive food, served quickly, and they tried to go upscale with fancy interiors and McCafe and all this other stuff, and it really didn't work. Well, apparently McDonald's has realized their strategic mistake, and they are now going on a program of cutting their prices to try and reclaim market share, because right now fast food consumption in general has fallen to an all-time low, both for economic and health reasons. And they're trying to get that business going. And again, if you automate, if you offshore, those people that you have let go from their jobs are not contributing any new wealth to the economic system. For an economy to be healthy, the money, inevitably, there's going to be a pyramid, but there has to be a recycling mechanism that gets that money from the top of the pyramid back down to the bottom in decent wages and salaries so it can be poured back in to buy the various products, new cars, new TVs, Big Macs. Unfortunately, under our current system of economic fascism, where the ultra-rich have loopholes to avoid paying taxes, and the tax burden is falling on the lower classes, the system is stalling. It's grinding to a halt here, and nobody wants to take the steps necessary to get it going again. They just want to find somebody else to blame for it. It's those gosh darn Russians. They're messing with our economy here. JCPenney and Macy's are turning America's malls into ghost towns. This is out of government slaves. And we're seeing these big box, well, not the big box retailers, but established retail names, brand names. These are iconic American names, JCPenney and Macy's. I remember going down to Penny's, you know, in Concord when I was a kid. It was full of all kinds of wonderful things. You know, they, one point they even called it the five and dime. Shows you how prices have grown there. But as these large anchor tenant stores are not being the draw for customers they used to be, the whole mall itself suffers. Because that's how you set up a shopping mall. You will have the big anchor tenants, the stores everybody wants to get to, and then once they're on the premises, they walk up and down the mall and they look at the specialty stores. And they spend a little bit more. If your anchor tenant stores at the ends of the malls, the Sears, the Macy's, if they're not pulling in customers, if customers don't feel they've got the money to go there, then they're not going to be walking up and down looking at the smaller specialty stores. And I got to tell you, this mall we have down here at the bottom of the hill, vacancies, and there are optimistic people starting up new stores, and they're not lasting. They're not surviving. They really are not. Apparently over in New York, retired New York workers are having to pinch pennies to survive because their pension is running out of money. And again, all of this pension problem goes right back to that 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown, where Wall Street's pet rating agencies said these mortgage bundles are AAA, which made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. The fraud collapsed. The pensions were defunded. And nobody's got the courage to say Wall Street did this. It's all, yo, you pensioners, you're living too long. You're expecting too much. And really, you've got to learn to live with less so the banks can have more. Speaking of banks having more, apparently banks are making a huge profit on ATM fees and overdraft fees. And it's kind of weird. The banks got the automated teller machines in order to not have to hire human workers, and then they turn around and charge the customers more to use them if you're outside of your own bank. And apparently this is a $6.4 billion revenue stream for the banks every year. I remember, this is a long, long time ago. One of the major banks was actually sued because they set up their computer systems. When it did the overnight reconciliation run on your account, it would charge the checks from your account before it would apply the deposits in order to trigger more overdrafts and more overdraft charges, and they got sued for that and had to go back to this, what we would consider common sense model. Put the deposits in the account, then charge the checks. Right now, inflation is running at a 58-month high, and we're starting to see it in food prices out here. You're probably seeing it there as well. Now, there's a very enlightening article that came out of ZeroHedge.com, Behold, the Dow Jones Non-Industrial Average, and they're talking about something that a lot of people have commented on over the last several weeks. We're seeing the Dow Jones numbers just really, really up there. And yet, when you look at that core industrial durable goods orders, they're well below the peak in 2008. Something funny is going on. The Dow Jones industrial averages are saying these stocks are sky high, yet the earnings by these underlying companies just are not there to support that. Now, moving forward from that article on Bloomberg about how the Federal Reserve is trying to keep gold prices down, obviously the counterpart to that is keeping stock prices up to keep them attractive, to keep your money in their system. And this leads us to another article out of Zero Hedge. Are the big banks' dark pools behind the run-up in bank stock prices? And they're looking at this history where the biggest banks on Wall Street, foreign and domestic, have been repeatedly charged with rigging and colluding in markets from New York to London to Japan. And the suspicion is they've formed a cartel to rig their own bank stocks to keep them from dropping. All of this, of course, is fraud. If you as a private citizen were engaging in this kind of behavior, you would go to jail. But in the United States of America, bankers are above the law. They are not arrested no matter what they did during the mortgage-backed security fraud. Nobody went to jail. Other countries are waking up. Iceland, Iran, China, now Spain. Spain put a former director of the International Monetary Fund in prison for bank fraud. Nobody should be above the law in the United States of America. Not politicians, not celebrities, not bankers. That's not what America is supposed to be about. Now, as you know, there's a huge debate going on about Obamacare and whether it should be reformed or repealed. I think we should go back to a free market approach where there's competition for your business. Competition will drive down the premiums and drive up the quality of service. As it turns out, according to a digital expert, Michael Brown, the majority of the online posts and social media comments in support of Obamacare are paid for. 60% of all the online Obamacare defenders are paid to post positive messages. And again, nothing new. Public relations firms openly advertise this as a service to their clients. For a fee, they will have a bunch of people get onto the internet using multiple fake identities to post your particular point of view into discussions to try and steer it. The term for it is called grassroots lobbying. And here's where it gets kind of interesting, because under the law, a lobbyist approaching a politician must identify themselves as a lobbyist and who their client is. But public relations firms are allowed to lobby ordinary people and not reveal that's what's going on. Grassroots lobbyists do not have to reveal that's who they are or who they work for. They can pretend to just be ordinary citizens. I remember running into one of these people when I was living in Washington State when there was a big debate over the old growth forests. And I was riding on an airplane from Los Angeles back up to Washington State. And I was sitting next to one of these people who did not know who I was and what I was doing. And they were going on about how they were getting ready. They were going to move into this little town in Washington State, and they were going to go around and be seen and be friendly and tell everybody they had come to live there and sort of be accepted as part of the community, so that at a planned public hearing a month down the road, they would walk on in and be accepted as one of the local people when they were there pushing the agenda of going ahead and cutting down the old growth forests. Because after all, there's such a terrible fire hazard, really. Really. And that's how it works. That's how they try and steer you around. So 60% of those online positives for Obamacare are bought and paid for propaganda by the public relations firms. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump's immigration order. He's coming out with a new one. He's pulled back on some of the explicit language that had people upset. Although, let's be very honest, it doesn't matter what Donald Trump says in this. It's still going to come under attack from all the New World Order, globalists, pro-immigration people. I mean, Donald Trump could cure cancer tomorrow, and all they'd do is scream about all the doctors and nurses he put out of business. So this new order will include exemptions for legal permanent residents and green card holders, and it will not block people who do have a legal right to be coming to this country. But it's still going to come up against opposition, because at this point, the liberals are simply at war with Donald Trump. There is nothing he can say or do that is going to satisfy them. Now, former French President François Hollande is attacking British Prime Minister Theresa May for refusing to accept 3,000 unaccompanied child refugees stranded in France who have family that has already managed to sneak inside to Great Britain. And Hollande is saying that Britain must accept responsibility for the refugee children in France. Really? Why isn't France accepting responsibility for them? They let them in. And why is nobody talking about all these U.S. wars of aggression that made these people refugees in the first place? Now, the strain of all these refugees is really beginning to show. In fact, at this point, the European Union is saying their pension system may be harmed by this. The refugees right now are estimated to be costing 30 billion British pounds a year, and it's being called an economic catastrophe. We have the same thing going on here. The illegal immigrants and the refugees are a huge drain on the taxpayer. And all of these stories coming on out about how these people are actually good for the economy. No, they're not. Because it's all cash outflow. And yes, they'll take their free handouts and they'll go to the store and they'll buy things. But they are not producing anything of value to the U.S. economy. Now, apparently up in Canada, Trudeau is coming under serious pressure, even from within his own party, to stop the influx of these asylum seekers. And now they have a problem with asylum seekers in the United States who are concerned about being deported by Trump. Now they're going across the border into Canada. Now, apparently over in a German refugee center, there was a huge fight between Gambian and Albanian refugees, which wound up with people hospitalized. And apparently, somehow, these refugees got iron rods or bars from either the furniture or bits of the building and started beating on each other. This is not working out at all. And, of course, meanwhile, the corporate media is saying, oh, well, exaggerating. This is all working out really, really well. Now, as you know, there's this Swedish detective who's gone public at risk not only of his job, but his freedom. And his name is Peter Springer. He's been in the police for 40 years. And he's out there saying the influx of migrants has brought a huge, huge crime problem with it. And the government is trying to keep a lid on it, not let it be publicized. Remember over in Germany right now, Merkel actually passed a law saying the German media may not identify the nationality or immigration or refugee status of sexual criminals. This is a public relations nightmare. They're not looking for a new solution. They're just trying to make it all look good. That's how politicians think. We made a mess of it. How do we make it look good for the voters? And that's what's going on. Paul Joseph Watson is out there saying 58% of Swedish welfare payments are going to the immigrants. 58%, 60%, who now comprise 16%, 1/6 of the population. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Bill O'Reilly made a little bit of a whoopsie, maybe not. On the O'Reilly Factor, Bill O'Reilly directed a debate over this issue about Sweden, immigration, and crime. And on one side, they had a Swedish newspaper reporter, Anne Sophie Nusland, who argued against the notion that immigration was making Sweden somehow more dangerous. On the other side was a man named Nils Bildt, who was identified on screen and verbally as a Swedish defense and national security advisor. After the show was all over, Swedish officials are saying they've never heard of this guy. Now, did he just punk Bill O'Reilly? Or did Bill O'Reilly get used by somebody to try and discredit people who are saying that there's a problem in Sweden, like this police officer? This may have been a poison the well stunt. But we've seen the videos with our own eyes coming out of YouTube and live stream and all the rest of it. There is a problem. And the corporate media has been tasked with the job of convincing you that everything is just fine, that all of these people who are fleeing war zones and who were lured to Europe with promises of free stuff are just going to behave absolutely wonderfully when they realize they're not getting all the goodies they were promised here. Now, Marine Le Pen is out there and she's surging in the polls. She is vowing to remove France from the monster European Union and is going one step further, saying that France may work to form a new bloc of rebel nations that don't want to be part of Brussels any longer. Brussels has responded by screeching a demand for a new federal union to save the crumbling EU. Forget about a European Union. There's going to be a federated United States of Europe. And all of you former countries are going to be as helpless before the federal government as, well, the United States. They're pushing for more and more. Gina Miller is now out there pushing for a campaign for yet another vote that would block Brexit, and is out there saying that Parliament must have a full veto on the a full vote on the outcome of the EU negotiations. Now, Ms. Miller was the person who led the High Court action that said Parliament had to approve triggering Article 50, which blew up in her face when Parliament did approve triggering Article 50. So this is still going on. The globalists are in a panic. They're losing their grip. They're so close to their dream of a one-world government, one-world private central bank, and they're getting desperate, and that's what makes them dangerous. Critics are accusing the European Parliament of censorship over the imposition of a kill switch that will kill a live debate feed over offensive remarks, with whatever's being offensive rather arbitrarily defined by whoever's got their finger on the switch. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number two after these few words.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.